60 seconds away from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, what do you think causes more arguments during the holiday season? Political discussions or board games with your family?
Ooh, that's
I'm going to go board games.
That's a tough one. Yeah. I know.
Well, Hasbro has just released a new board game in time for the Christmas season. And everybody's probably going to be pretty excited about this. It's an even longer version of Monopoly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Who asked for that?
It already takes about 17 days to finish one game of Monopoly. But in this longer, newer version, the board is bigger.
Okay.
So there are two or three versions of every property.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
Wow.
Yeah, there's three boardwalks, 12 trains that you can buy, and so on.
So it's like torture?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
It's the bigger city?
Yeah, so they didn't even really get creative on it. They're just like, let's just double up on what we've already got.
And it's like you're probably excited about playing it for the first, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. And then the next 12 hours is terrible.
It's like typical Monopoly.
Totally.
Yeah.
Except they've made it even worse and longer. And there's only one dice instead of two, so you move around the board even slower.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is torture.
It was way to go opposite. You know, this day and age, like, everything's trying to be quicker, quicker, quicker.
Yeah.
They're like, no. Let's just make this game last 4 years.
It takes you 5 hours to pass go.
But you do kind of want to buy it for that one family member that you just can't stand. Don't you? Like anybody else?
You also can't get out of the game by going bankrupt. It only ends when somebody owns every single property on the board.
Every single property.
So you can't even get out. You can't even make bad decisions to go bankrupt to get out.
Has anyone asked? I mean, I'm sure it's still in testing because they started that test 2 months ago and it's still ongoing.
It costs $20. And it's only available on Amazon, where they've already sold out of the first batch. I don't know who's buying this, but
I love it. I know they're like, oh, I'm bankrupt. Like, nope, that's file 13. You gotta go file 7 to really be bankrupt.
You have to go around the board 7 more times before you can even do that, though. They've also released a second version of Monopoly, though, that's the opposite. It's called Monopoly Speed, and they promise it takes less than 10 minutes to finish.
Oh, good.
10 minutes? With, okay, that's also pointless.
In that game, everybody gets dice, and you go at the same time, so I'm not even making that up. This is exactly what it is.
You're kicking each other off the road.
Yeah, so that will definitely cause fights. Are you excited about Monopoly being even longer or quicker? Text in 78592. All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shot caller. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person that gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got Jubal Fresh.
Yeah, all right. Grabbing the shock collar. While I put that on, Jeff, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
What's officially the holiday season now?
Yay!
And that means family members coming over to visit. And while that might sound like fun, in reality, hosting people for the holidays can get old really quickly. That's why a recent survey found the top 10 most annoying things that house guests do when visiting your home. That includes both short and long duration stays. So I'll tell you, number 8 on that list is staying up really late watching TV with the volume on high.
Oh, okay.
Number 7 is leaving a big mess behind when they're gone. For this, Jubal, you only have to tell me one of the top 2 annoyances that people have when people visit your home.
Okay.
Wow.
Just being there?
Talking?
Yeah.
Existing?
They're literally doing nothing, and you're like, get out.
You are so annoying.
I mean, I feel like oftentimes it'd be the same complaints you'd have as a roommate, right? Because if people are there long enough, it'd be like they don't do their dishes or pitch in at all.
See, he said big mess, and that threw me off because I visit my family for over a week every year, and that's the one thing I feel like
and
I
you don't
leave a mess everywhere. Yeah,
like,
that's
I leave
terrible.
Dishes
when
and
people don't like take care of the bedding when they're done in my house, it really
that's the one thing I do. I'll strip the sheets because it takes 2 seconds.
Right,
and plus they're really gross.
I'm like, no, you need to wash these. I've been here for a week.
I just burn these. I'll take these outside and just burn them.
Okay, so other than messes, though, well, the number one most common thing just people visiting, family or not, is when people talk about politics or bring up hot topics. And
I think, what if it's something to do with, like, Wi-Fi or something? Like, I don't know what they could be, though. Like you slow down your Wi-Fi because you're on it too. That doesn't. Really
I complain.
Make sense.
My dad's Wi-Fi is super slow, and I'm always
complaining about the Wi-Fi.
Out loud, Jeffrey,
I'm never staying here again.
I mean, come on, 12 megabytes per hour, Dad, per second.
Can you read the question one more time?
A recent survey found the top 10 most annoying things that house guests do when visiting your home. You only have to name one out of the top two annoyances.
Man. What about?
What if they invite other people over?
Oh, that's good.
That's a bold move.
Yeah.
Something I also do.
Hey, you want to come stay at my place? I mean, it's not really my place, but...
But you can come over. People do that, though, sometimes.
I do that for my parents. I'm like, they got an extra bedroom. We're good. Come on down.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I'll just go with invite other people over.
A recent survey found the top 10 most annoying things that house guests do while visiting you over the holidays. You had to just give me one of the top two answers, and you're guessing inviting an extra guest over.
Yeah.
Let's go over the top five most annoying things that happen when house guests stay over. Number five is when they smoke inside or too close to your house.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
That's really annoying.
Smoke inside somebody that doesn't
just
smoke.
Just lights up.
What, are you living in 1985 all over again?
Hey, I bought you some ashtrays. Oh, no, just kidding. They're more for me. But.
Number four is when they overstay their welcome.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to stay an extra week. Yeah. This has been great.
Why not?
Number three is being too loud, like it disturbs your neighbors. They're so loud.
Oh.
And these are the top two answers. You just had to get one of these two right. Number two is when your guests snoop around your house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And the number one most annoying thing house guests do is when they arrive unannounced or without telling you beforehand.
That
is terrible.
Who does that?
Oh my gosh.
Can you imagine?
Man. That gives me anxiety.
You have to have a crazy amount of confidence to just show up at somebody's door and be like, I'm staying for the weekend.
Even if it is your parents.
Right.
I got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear there's no place like home for the holidays. So lyrics for that, I'll sing that before I get shocked. Here we go. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Why is he old?
Cause no matter how far away you roam. Wow!
I don't know why you're old.
I just feel like that's how that song has to be sung. All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.